There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Loads coming in on this one today. Lots of thanks to you for your comments. Nadia, education as anything else in life needs or may need changes and improvement, but no one can deny the value of education in any case. Exceptions do not prove rule. Nobody should undermine education, but yes, it will need a review. But it's normal as time passes by. Nadia, thank you very much indeed to you. George Tully.
Hassan says they need a basis to build on. If children aren't exposed to basic subjects such as English, maths and science, they might never discover passion for a certain subject. They'll be hugely influenced by the people around them and possibly make the wrong choices. No matter which job you have, you will still need basic English and maths and science.
Education, in my opinion, should be for the sake of education, says one of our listeners. Companies, employees, industries should take the responsibility and the ownership of training and grooming the next generation of workforce. 5-year internships can be great character builders and increase the satisfaction and the quality of life.
James says, forcibly making a child to do science if he wants to study law is like making your dog eat vegetables or feeding your cat cola rather than milk. Warren Buffett, a name which comes in the top 10 richest men in the world, didn't just turn into a billionaire overnight. He had interest towards saving money as a child, and later he had an interest in investing it.
Dogs like vegetables. Not all vegetables, but some vegetables. They do eat vegetables.
Cats like mushrooms. Did you know that?
I didn't know that one, but I do now, and I will take that into the weekend. Thank you very much indeed for furnishing me with another useless fact, which we can use to impress people over the weekend. Broccoli, though, seems to be the one that always gets eaten around in dog bowls for some reason.
Really?
Broccoli, yeah.
I still want to have the cheese wars conversation with you, but
later,
you're refusing it.
Let's get through some of the people I've texted in. So I feel not obliged. I want to read out what people are saying here on the air on this subject. So this is another one that's come through. No name with it, but says this. Look at the studies coming out of Asia. Those kids all do well. The Indian ladies at our coffee morning ask them what they do. They're bankers, they're doctors, they're economists, etc. Because they got a grounding in maths, science and English. A lot of Asians know grammar better than native English speakers. They were taught. Western kids are being left behind, and we can make as many excuses as we like. My daughter had pretty bad math skills, and I saw she would struggle like I did. I put her in an Asian maths program for 2 years. She did A-level maths and is now a doctor. Australia is suddenly waking up, but the Aussie kids have been left behind. Shruti's nodding away over there in agreement.
Yes, grammar. It was such a big deal when I went to university, and everyone was a bit like, oh, do you speak English in India? And I said, yes, we do.
Which uni did you go to?
Central Lancashire, Preston, tiny little village.
Bit rainy.
Yes.
Sorry about that advert for the UK. Not our best.
It's fine.
Also had Samir in touch with us this morning, saying there should be a balance of new technological studies as well as the traditional studies. We simply eliminate the part education, which is not much in use, but we preserve the part education, which actually defines is who we are. The challenge is to make the proper balance. Samir from Bur Dubai giving us his thoughts there. Shruti and her team have been out and about getting the thoughts of young and old this morning. Let's start with young students, as we've been posing the question, as we have to you throughout the morning. What do you think you should learn in school? This is what they had to say on the matter.
I'm Freddie and I'm 7 and I want to learn Latin.
I'm Florence and I'm 6 years old and I would like to how to draw stuff.
I'm Bibi and I'm 9 years old and I want to learn about mixing chemicals and science.
I'm Bibi and I'm 9 years old and I want to learn about mixing chemicals and science.
Phoebe's so good, she did it twice.
That's so cute. You want to hear it twice.
Exactly.
She's
yeah.
Awesome. I like the boy who wants to learn Latin.
Quite right.
He's
too.
Only 6.
Getting ahead in life, isn't it? give him a good basis, that's for sure.
Latin.
Good linguistic basis for the rest of his life. Your thoughts on this one? Let's get asked the same question of some older students as well. We've been talking traditional versus progressive learning, but we've also been asking, what would you like to learn at school? What do you think you should be learning at school?
I love all the subjects I do, but if I had to learn another subject or more practical subjects, I might want to do cooking, but things we actually might use more often. Also, the Arabic we're taught is very theory-based, and I feel like living in the country, it's so useful to be able to learn things that we can use on a day-to-day basis, asking for the fare in an Uber or something like that. And I believe that it will be so much more beneficial for us if we did something like that.
I think what we currently learn in schools is important. The content and different subjects we learn allows us to gain the knowledge to not only pursue what we want to do, but to also have a future workforce who is specialised in particular areas. But I do, however, think that schools should teach more life skills to prepare kids for the reality of the future. So things like how to finance, how to manage your budget, how to cook, common respect and manners, and even introductions to road safety to prepare us when we have our license. Things like that, I think, are important too.
This one's from Maureen, saying, in my opinion, an essential ingredient of future education should include, one, emotional awareness of self and other, two, ways to release bottled up emotions, three, psychology knowledge for all the future humans. Thank you very much indeed for those suggestions as well. A few more that have come through. This one from Michelle, saying, teachers no longer need a deep understanding of the given topic, but they should know how to learn about it. I'm not sure if I fully agree with this, says Michelle. Thanks for that. Just reacting to a comment that was made a little earlier on in proceedings. Kevin's been in touch, saying, this discussion this morning has me thinking about learning. This will revolutionise the learning for all and make it more meaningful. From Marianne, aside from socialisation, fostering creativity and independence, schools teach basic foundations. Kids won't always choose themselves. Again, to all of you, thank you for those. Elon Musk seems to be making headlines every day these days. His latest one, or one of his more recent ones, is looking to change the way we think about education to such an extent that he has chosen to take his children, his five children, out of formal education, and as you do, just build your own school, create your own school with your own curriculum and syllabus. So learning according to Elon.
He's so egotistical, isn't he? Just because he managed to become like some rocket dude, even though he hated school, doesn't mean that every single kid that doesn't like school is going to be able to become a rocket dude. I don't know why geniuses just presume that everyone else can be a genius, or that somehow he's going to turn, that he's got the magic formula. Yeah, he's got a magic formula for rockets. He's got a magic formula for automatic cars. He's got an automatic, he's got a magic formula for teaching children. He's just good at everything.
Elon, if you're listening, do phone in, please. Lisa's been in touch with us. Nice little message here from Lisa, saying, it starts by rethinking what a school is, I think. Schools used to be storehouses of human knowledge, and going to school was the best way to learn anything. Now, that's no longer the case. Knowledge is no longer confined to dusty classrooms or old books. Thanks to the internet, it is now accessible to anybody who wants it. All schools have to do is get them to want it. So there lies the question. It's the inspiration side of things. So schools need to be inspirers now rather than educators. Inspirers to learn.
Well, I think they always should have been doing that, shouldn't they? Otherwise their children aren't going to concentrate. By the way, the Treaty of Versailles? Do you know when it was signed?
Well, I said 1918. It's probably wrong.
No, you're pretty good, because that is actually when the war stopped, but they didn't manage to get around to signing the treaty until 1919.
It just took a little longer for the ink to dry back then.
What, on the oil cloth?
A couple of weeks it took for the ink
on the walrus skin that they wrote it on.
We're talking about education per se at the moment, and whether education needs to be rethought, whether it needs to be changed as well. And if you had the opportunity to replace an existing subject with a new subject, what would it be? Let's go to the lines and ask that question of Shannon. Joins us on line six. Morning, Shannon.
Hi, good morning.
What would you like to see? We're okay, thanks. What would you like to see included into syllabus and syllabi?
Well, I would like to see more emphasis with kids understanding and being taught how to protect the earth and the limited resource that we have available. And I think it's a limited resource that belongs to all of us. And I would really like to see kids really learn how to value this resource for themselves, and also the importance of valuing that resource for future generations.
Because I suppose this is a sort of different take on life skills. And is that what we need more focus on in schools at the moment?
I think so, for sure. And I think you can incorporate an understanding, more of an understanding of this ecology, is incorporating it into a life skill package, but you can also include it as a science or humanity, so incorporate it more into some of the basic subjects that students are studying in school.
The only thing that I would say on the back of that, Shannon, is that I think that that's happening in part at the moment. I think it could go further, but just from a personal experience where in our household, it's my daughters, my son, they're the ones that are turning the tap off when we're all brushing our teeth of a morning in between the brushing process. And that's that's something I don't think about, but they do, and that's obviously come through the education process.
Sure, sure, sure. I think that's great, and I think we could probably take it a step higher. So I think some students or some schools would be more inclined to offer this kind of study or understanding, but I think it should be universally applied, just in the same way that we teach kids basic skills like reading and writing. I think this should become a basic skill and a basic part of a curriculum, and also incorporated into a life skill. Life skills should be incorporated into some basic things that kids are learning in school, as most of the people have been talking about so far.
Appreciate your thoughts this morning, Shannon. Thanks so much indeed. Enjoy your weekend. Shannon Holden giving us thoughts on life skills and what should be brought into education at the moment. Your thoughts would be appreciated on this. Georgia Tolley's trying to get her head around it.
I am indeed. Adnan says, in schools, after some classes, the subject should be custom made as per the need or interest of a particular student. That's very interesting.
It is indeed. Very interesting.
Very interesting idea,
as
indeed.
Is this one that's just come through. So one of our listeners saying, I use the physics, the maths and the chemistry I learnt in school on a daily basis. I never graduated, but I do run a successful business. Thanks for that one. Schroots has also been monitoring some of the thoughts that are coming through online at present. What can you see?
Lindsay says, in school, little things take on such large significance. Wear the wrong shirt and you're labelled a loser for life. But as cliched as it is, life goes on. School taught me that if you move past your most embarrassing moments, everyone else eventually will too.
Mohammed here said there should be a class called roughly Welcome to the Real World. In my mind, it would include things like changing a tyre, balancing a checkbook, survival, cooking and laundry. Survival, laundry? understanding a lease or mortgage and exploring actual costs of things in your areas, plus what all those deductions are from your paycheck. Not something that we get here in the UAE, of course.
This is from Poulos, who's been in touch, saying, I'm a teacher and I'm strongly anti-authoritarian, but I realise quickly that the system forces you to train children into obeying you. Otherwise, your life's going to be very difficult. I now live in Asia, where education is absolutely drilled into students from a young age, and their ability to question authority is non-existent by 7. I definitely would consider homeschooling for my future children, if not for the social development they gain at school. Thanks very much indeed for that one. We've got a minute here, and I just that's all I can really grace it, because I've been lobbied by the production team here over the last 24 hours. Actually, that's unfair, because that's putting Shruti under the same yoke as this one. Boom, boom, you see what I've done there? I've been lobbied by a certain Georgia Tolley that she feels a subject that needs to be aired before the weekend is cheese.
Yep. So okay. I suggested this.
Just imagine us as the sort of Dragon's Den, okay? You pitch it to us. You've got 30 seconds.
So yesterday I was eating cheese. And I decided I only ever eat Emmental cheese, and I think it's the best cheese. And I thought that that you might have a different opinion. So I texted you, I WhatsApped you to ask you what you think about cheese. And
can I just interject? Because I know I'm taking up your 30 seconds, but
yeah.
You're actually sort of saying that this is something that we'd... You didn't actually suggest it to me. You said this is something we should put to the listeners tomorrow,
yeah.
Because everyone's got an opinion.
Cheese wars. Cheese wars. Everyone has an opinion. I bet you anything, seconds from now, people are going to be texting in telling me that Emmental is not the best cheese, that in fact it's feta. Or maybe it's halloumi, which squeaks when you eat it. Stilton just is smelly. You can't eat Stilton. It's smelly. And it's very seasonable. It's one-dimensional. It only works at Christmas, basically Stilton. It's too seasonally dimensional. How about...
you're just going to go through every single... Because we've got 15
I
minutes.
I could. We've got 15 seconds. So I could just do everything cheese. And cheddar. Boring. Emmental has holes in it. And I like food with holes in it. It keeps you guessing.
Right, we are. Now, this is just a little food for thought for the weekend ahead.
Boom, boom.
Obviously, it's not going to appeal to everyone. If you are... If you're not a cheese eater, what are you? Are you lactose intolerant?
Sad.
Are you
disappointed.
Is there a certain food group that doesn't eat cheese? Can vegans eat cheese?
No, not really.
Don't eat cheese because it's a dairy product? Mm. So apologies in advance to all the vegans that are listening in. Obviously, the fastest growing demographic of food consumers the world over. Nice one, Georgia.
I feel sorry for vegans that they can't eat cheese. My thoughts are with them.
Yes, but to all the others, the question that you are posing, you keep imparting on me the importance of a question to
the
listeners out there.
Okay, so
the question to your listener is what?
What's the best cheese? And why?
And we were going to do 2 hours on this today.
No.
Yeah? That's what you wanted to do.
I didn't want to do 2 hours.
In production notes yesterday, you wanted to do an entire show on cheese.
Cheese wars. Cheese wars. What's the best cheese?
I just felt that it was, I felt it was...
You were wrong. Unfortunately.
I thought we were going to get 2 hours out of it, and I'm pretty much guaranteed that we're not going to get many text messages out of it because
we've got
zero
cheese
at the moment.
Okay, after the break...
Well, I'm not even going to...
After the break,
I'm
tell us...
I'm not going to humour you with
you
this.
You know, after the break, you're going to tell us what your favourite cheese is. I bet I know what it is. I bet I know. But I can tell by looking at you what your favourite cheese is.
We've gone from education and a very important subject to everyone.
Tracy, what do you think his favourite cheese is? Just look at him and just... He's got to tell us after the break.
You're stepping on the toes of the Thursday brunch, which is coming up after.
What's his favourite
cheddar? We've got award-winning chefs.
You think cheddar?
Back of house, waiting to come into the studio to tell us more.
I bet they have a view on their favourite cheese.
I'm sure they do.
There you go.
They haven't built an empire on it without it.
Fondue. There's another cheese.
It's not a cheese.
Fondue isn't
though,
a cheese,
is
though. Gouda. Gouda?
Gouda.
Gouda.
I say Gouda.
I'm putting a stop to this. Right, they're off. And we are almost off as well. We need you and your thoughts. Final thoughts on all things education. And look, if you want to humour Georgia, yeah, come on and get involved in favourite cheese. But you really don't have to. Adnan's been in touch this morning saying in schools, after some classes, the subjects should be custom made as per the need or the interest of a particular student. That could get expensive, though, Adnan. Thank you very much indeed for that one. Let's get some more educational text messages from you, Georgia Tolley.
I haven't got any. I want to know what your favourite cheese is.
Not doing it.
I'm rebelling.
Well, I'm not doing it. We're going to go back to what we've set out on this journey to do over the last couple of hours, talking all things education. Thank you for those that have contributed. This one from Seth. He's been in touch saying, forget private school. It's all the same as public school. You just have to pay for it. My wife and I started homeschooling our son, starting with the sixth grade. He's now 21 and he's doing quite well. Thank you for that one.
All right then. Bogo says, in my opinion, networking, coding and public speaking should be taught in schools. As a startup founder who attends a lot of meetups, I see loads of people struggling to pitch their products or services. I am one of them. I'm sure there are a lot of reasons why most of us suck at public speaking, but I believe it's mainly due to lack of practice.
This one's from Aaron, who said, the school trains you for the economy you are facing. The economy structure has less than 1% of people as owners, 99% as obedient workers. The same is true of 1% owners of capital versus 99% of renters of capital. So you are correct to think support to the family will have good impact, but if the support is seen as unearned, it will have no effect. The data on homeschooling is basically cherry-picked data, says Aaron. Helen Farmer is here.
All right, love.
All right, mate.
All right, darling.
How are you doing?
Am I talking cheese or talking schools?
She's not doing cheese.
Cheese, what's your favourite cheese?
She wanted to do 2 hours on it.
I could talk about cheese for days.
Thank you. See, if I worked with you...
We'll just talk about it. Just be talking cheese.
It would be awesome.
What's my favourite cheese? I like a bit of Manchego. I like a bit of like a hard cheddar as well. Cheese and pickle is
good
basically...
hard cheddar.
Yeah, good hard cheddar.
What do you think Tom likes?
Stinky cheese.
Same here. I think he's a crumbly Stilton man. It's my
stinky
theory.
Stinky cheese man. No, he's shaking the head. Lavash Kiri.
Yes.
Dairily Dipper.
Oh, a Dairily Dipper.
Not a stripper, but a Dairily stripper. A cheddar stripper, that
oh,
is, all right?
One
let's
of those
get that one.
Cheese strips.
Let's explain
cheese
that one straight away. Cheese strings. Cheese
little,
dipper strippers.
Little baby bell.
No.
A petite fromage.
One
I'm
each
not,
cheek.
I'm not.
Like a hamster.
Keeping that for the winter, are you?
The Agenda. Get involved with Dubai Eye on Facebook.
Let's go to the lines now. Georgia Tolley has a guest ready and waiting to talk.
I do. I do indeed. Amy.
Hi.
Amy, you've rung up with your favourite. You've rung up with your favourite cheese.
Yes. Applewood, smoked cheddar. Mmm.
But, I mean, where to start? There were so many. The best, but probably a heart attack waiting to happen, is one called Kadok. I don't actually know where it's from, but it's basically 99% butter. It's amazing.
That sounds good. What do you think Tom's favourite cheese is?
I think he's a goat's cheese man. It's stinky.
Amy, enjoy the weekend. Thank you very much indeed to Amy for calling in on that one. And I have been proven wrong. Here they go. Go on then. Stilton is the best, says one of our listeners. Amin comes in going, oh, Georgia, talking cheese. thanks very much indeed to Uzma as well. Best cheese has to be Gouda and homemade cottage cheese. Just love cheese. Sarah Taylor has been in touch. We miss cheese. We love Gorgonzola and the cheese that makes your mouth itch as well. Cambonzola, says one of our listeners. And thanks also to Mohammed. I hear you, Mohammed, saying to me, hi, Tom, can we just skip the cheesy chat and get back to the education conversation, please? Mohammed, I wanted to.
I liked Rayan, who had something for both of us, talking about teaching and then saying also Emmental cheese is incredible. No, you know, he's not picking favourites. He likes both of us.
There we go. Thanks very much indeed to all of you for all your comments on all things cheese and all things education this morning.
What's your favourite cheese?
Go figure.
What's your favourite cheese? Come
thanks
on.
To you, Shrews, for everything throughout the week.
Thank you.
Thanks to Milani. Thanks to you, Georgia Tolley.
What's your favourite cheese? Come on. Out with it.
Could play out with the thoughts of some of our listeners on all things education a little earlier on. And for the record, it's a burn the top of your mouth cheddar. Goodbye.
We've got to the point where we get them to, these are tasks they do at home, but they film themselves and they have to sort of build up a portfolio of sort of life skill experiences as part of this project in order to sort of build up sort of a credit, you know, if you like, credits for what they're doing. But these are skills that, you know, we learnt at home or we learnt in clubs and, you know, sort of like the Scouts when we were younger. Now, young people in Dubai just, it needs to be slightly more formal. And I think it's right that schools step in and provide the opportunity or the impetus for these things to be taught.
I would like to see more emphasis with kids understanding and being taught how to protect the earth and the limited resource that we have available. And I think it's a limited resource that belongs to all of us. And I would really like to see kids really learn how to value this resource for themselves and also the importance of valuing that resource for future generations.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.